They turned the body onto its back, nerving themselves to look at it. Robert Ablett had been shot between the eyes. It was not a pleasant sight, and with his horror Anthony felt a sudden pity for the man beside him, and a sudden remorse for the careless, easy way in which he had treated the affair. But then one always went about imagining that these things didn't happen, except to other people. It was difficult to believe in them just at first, when they happened to yourself.
"Did you know him well?"
said Anthony quietly. He meant, were you fond of him?
"Hardly at all. Mark is my cousin. I mean, Mark is the brother I know best."
"Your cousin?"
"Yes."
He hesitated, and then said,
"Is he dead? I suppose he is. Will you... do you know anything about... about that sort of thing? Perhaps I'd better get some water."
There was another door opposite to the locked one, which led, as Antony was to discover for himself directly, into a passage from which opened two more doors. Cayley stepped into the passage and opened the door on the right. The door from the office, through which he had gone, remained open. The door at the end of the short passage was shut. Antony, kneeling by the body, followed Cayley with his eyes, and after he had disappeared, kept his eyes on the blank wall of the passage. But he was not conscious of that at which he was looking, for his mind was with the other man, sympathizing with him.